Welcome to Imagine This Podcast,
a conversation show where we talk to Milwaukee's arts, cultural, and creative leaders to highlight all the incredible transformative work in our region.
We hope that after listening to the pod, you will see our region and all the awesome artists, arts organizations, and creative assets in Milwaukee in a new way.
I'm David Lee.
I'm MacArthur Antigua.
And I'm Lindsay Sheridan.
Hey, for old acquaintance be forgot. Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, that's about right. I didn't know the next words either. So.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, it's almost the end of the year, correct? And so that's hence we're singing it in. And welcome to another episode of Imagine This Podcast. It's me, Mac Antigua, and I'm joined by...
Hey, everybody. It's David.
And Lindsay. You would think we would have gotten better at this.
Get it right at some point.
I always feel like I'm the last one to speak, which is why I'm always waiting for Lindsay to pop in.
Hey, and the opening credits, does that mean you're the with David Lee at the end? You know what I mean? Like in the montage, right. That means and David Lee as Captain Steubing.
I think in the opening credits, I'm the first one to speak. I think it says, cool. I'm David Lee, and then you say, I'm Mac Antigua.
No, but I'm just saying, but you're saying like you want to speak last. That means like if this was like an opening credit of a credits montage,
Right. I'm the high-priced co-star that comes in to say like three lines, like Donald Sutherland in JFK.
Or you're Martin Sheen in The West Wing, right?
That's right.
Like with Martin Sheen.
This is all staying in, by the way, because
we spent.
Okay, good.
Of course it is.
Okay. Well, anyway. Here we all
hey,
are.
Everybody. Welcome back. We're here with another edition of Imagine This Podcast. As you can tell, we're in a reflective mood as this is the end of the calendar year. Closing the door on 2021, and we're going to nail it shut and put some titanium behind it because we don't ever want to see that year.
And not let the Omicron through. So, hey, do you all feel like 2021 didn't happen? Like, was 2021 just sort of like an extension of 2020? Like, are we, like, is this just like one long...
I feel like 2021 was like 3 years because there was pre-vaccination.
Yeah.
There was the freedom of like...
Summer of vax.
We're great. This is as safe as we're ever going to get. Let's fly wherever we want. Let's do whatever we want.
Let's
and now there's like the emerging...
Let's raw dog the air.
Can we not use that phrase?
It's a David Lee phrase. Just using a David Lee.
It was also, it was also another colleague of ours phrase. Anyway, and then there was the fall of like, we're still doing stuff, but maybe we shouldn't be. And that's where we are
now.
That's where we are now. So it's been like 3 years in one, I feel like. Yeah. But it wasn't all bad.
It wasn't all bad.
It was mostly bad. So anyways, on this edition, we're going to actually reconnect with the team and we're not going to do a fantasy draft of whimsical note, but rather also reflect on what we've learned and what we're leaving behind and what we're taking with us into the new year. So we'll bring in the team for that. Before we get to it, want to do some more reflection. I don't know if you're like me, but I subscribe to Spotify and I had that lovely treat of finding out Spotify gave me this message of, wow, you listen to,
the same song 5,000 times.
Over and over. It's like,
thanks,
Spotify, yes. So it was called Wrapped, right? And so, you know, Lindsay, you had a fascinating idea to play with that idea.
Oh, it was David's idea. You know, credit where credit is due. Oh. But, you know, we have some just a few numbers that speak to some of the stuff we did this year. It's not quite as fun and whimsical as Spotify telling you listen to the same thing over and over. But we thought it'd give a little bit of a snapshot as we reflect back on some things we did this year here at Imagine.
So our Imagine by the numbers in 2021, and this is an incredible number, we'll need to do more in 2022, but I'm super proud of the fact that in 2021, we sent, our network rather, sent almost 2,400 messages to elected officials about the importance of public funding for the arts, particularly in this time of COVID relief. As we, towards the end of the year, have launched this ARPA advocacy campaign to get at least 2% of the ARP dollars invested in our community. We hope that number is going to go up and really sort of build a great start in 2022 for our advocacy to elected officials. But thank you all so much for all these messages that you sent. And of course, to Deanna Richardson, who won our imaginary award for Advocate of the Year, sending the most messages of all the folks in our network last year.
Yeah, we conducted 28 work group and cohort convenings across our main work groups like neighborhood partnerships, marketing and PR, public policy and support for artists, as well as our other affinities such as the Small Arts and Culture Sustainability Group, as well as the our Arts and Culture and Public Health leaders cohort as well. So definitely did our share of convening.
And that's just some of our meetings. Had to draw a line somewhere, but we did a whole lot more meeting than that.
Yeah.
But those are some of the big ones. Thanks, Mac. Our 4 in 4 day video had nearly 22,000 views just on Imagine's platforms. I did not count where it was cross posted in some other places for this podcast, but pretty good. Pretty good. 22,000 views just on our platforms. Featuring that great poem by Dasha Kelly Hamilton.
You know, every time I see that video, I'm reminded of how A, incredible that poem is, and B, how incredible the cinematic photography is by Sam Regani. Mm-hmm. I know you, Mac, and Antoine showed it a couple weeks ago at the Social Good Morning. Mm-hmm. And did you share with us how the folks responded to seeing that video for some of them for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, just letting folks, Dave was referring to a program over at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee's Lubar Center for Entrepreneurship. They invited us to come out and talk about our work in neighborhoods. And so we shared, there was about 30 faculty and students in attendance there. And we shared with them the video to kind of kick it off. And usually when I do that, you know, usually what we do when we start with that video and that poem is just invite someone to share, well, what's a word that struck you? What's an image? Because it's a lot to take in. And we had like people sharing deep.
Oh, like so deep. Yeah. Very philosophical
moments. Like things like, you know, it reminds me that, you know, you can't step in the river at the same place and we're at this unique trajectory. And then that person like went off into talking about possibilities. Another person shared about the poem reminded her of the notion of how mustard seeds are how we can plant and build together. I was just like, wow. You know, that's, and the lesson that I drew away from it, y'all, is that when we actually start our gatherings with poetry, it inspires people to think bigger and do things. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great reminder of how do we do a better job of integrating that, you know, not just poetry, but other elements of arts and culture, right, into our practice. It inspires us to think big or to connect deeply or with each other in other ways. So yeah, thanks for inviting me. That was just one example of that, but we're looking forward to doing more of that in 2022.
In 2021, we also had 6 partner neighborhoods that we worked with, and this was a little bit of growth from our initial launch here in 2019 when Antoine, our director of neighborhood partnerships, was only working in one zip code, but basically kind of 2-ish neighborhoods, and in this last year, we grew to 6, which is so incredible. It's Amani, Metcalf Park, Century City, Muskego Way, Via, and Clark Square are the neighborhoods that Antoine's been working with the neighborhood partners to help bring together. Is it over 70 activations or events so far? I think that's the other number that may not have made it on the list, but that's just also an incredible number of events that have happened within the last year.
Where's that strategy dashboard?
Well, before we, you know, as we get to that, right, we also had a summit. And you talked about, you heard about that. We talked about the most recent weeks. We had about 250 people register or 240 people register for that, which was really exciting. And that was actually put together in just like 4 weeks.
That's the other by the number, right? How many days to plan that summit? I think it was 21.
Yeah. Yeah, let's never do that again. But it shows
that's getting translated to the joke behind the scenes countdown.
Yeah, but let's you know, it sort of speaks to how, again, we were able to convene people quickly in real time and how they really wanted it. And then we've also convened people, get their voices. We partnered with Wisconsin Policy Forum to the first ever artist survey and census. Heard over from nearly 400 folks on that, as well as another survey, right, that's conducted, I believe, with the publication.
Milwaukee Business Journal.
Milwaukee Business Journal's New York research office helped us with a survey of Milwaukee C-suite leaders, and the number that Mac was talking about was nearly 200 business leaders completed this survey about how arts and creativity matter to them and their work. And according to our friends at the Business Journal, that is a really good N for one of their surveys. So we're very proud of that survey. We're really proud of that research, and you'll be hearing more about that in the new year.
So I mean, what a year. I mean, this is just a few of the highlights, right? But you know, I mean, I think you know, part of it is important to celebrate the work that's done and to acknowledge the work we've done and hope to continue to do in 2022. And you know,
so those are just a few quick by the numbers, but we're gonna hear from us again. You're gonna hear from our colleagues about some other highlights of their year at Imagine. And also some reflections on in-person role, what we want to take forward and what we want to leave behind as we come into this year transition. So plenty of great stuff ahead. Stick with us. So Mac, for all of our guests that we've had on this month, you've introduced a new closing question to bring us into the year end. And we wanted to have an opportunity to ask our colleagues that same question, right? So can you remind us of what that is? And
Right. It's just for our December guests. And here our December guests are our teammates here at Imagine MKE. And that question is, as we end this 2021, what are you taking with you and what are you leaving behind as you head into 2022?
So this is Jason. Hi, everyone. So there's some very tactical things I'm leaving behind. We moved, so I left behind an old house or whatever. I quit my job, so I left behind a job. We have a wonderful house in Milwaukee now, and I'm looking forward to the future relative to work. But more than that, I've been thinking a lot as I had a little time off about leaving behind what I used to do at my old job, which was a lot of talking, a lot of asking of questions, evaluation kind of research stuff. And this sounds a little odd, but a lot of learning because it was a research firm. So we're learning stuff and we're telling you what we know and we're learning more stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to leave some of that behind and I'm thinking about unlearning. I continue to unlearn this year moving forward. I do a lot more listening and hopefully less talking and more doing. So I'm getting rid of hopefully talking, asking and learning, which is, sounds a little strange, but really thinking about unlearning and listening and doing moving forward to next year.
Nice. Antoine or Rachel?
2021 has been, it's been a crazy year for your boy. I think I want to leave sort of bad habits, maybe bad health issues, because that was something that hit me this year. For me personally, I want to just bring in positive energy. I want to bring around friends who have my best interests in mind, people who are supportive, people who are beacons of light and positivity. So I think for me personally, trying to, I guess, get rid of toxins and get, and, you know, bring in all the good stuff. So that's kind of what I'm on for 2022.
Rachel.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Rachel. I feel like a lot of the things I'd like to leave behind in 2021 are not necessarily things I have control over, whether they stay in 2021 or not. So maybe I can just try to leave behind my stress about those things. Just and or bring forward and continue to just try to practice better coping skills and equanimity. And, you know, I had a meditation practice for a while, but oh yeah, then I got pregnant and didn't feel like doing anything. So that's where I lost that. So yeah, I will leave. I will gladly leave behind the feeling of my body being unpredictable and unpleasant to inhabit much of the time. And leave behind the life of not being a parent. So that'll be a big change. But some great things from 2021, you know, being confined sort of to a smaller world, I feel like really meant that I made better connections with my neighbors. And I have some great neighbors and I really like them. And I'm glad they're here and I'm looking forward to continuing those friendships. And also I feel like there were plenty of things I could just say no to last year with no explanation needed. Just like, no, I don't actually want to do that thing. And that's great. Like, I would love to continue to say no to doing things I feel ambivalent or slightly negative about without having to explain myself. Like, no, I'm just gonna do things I prefer to do. I would honestly rather stay home than do that social event, and that's okay. So I think those are some of the things that showed up for me in 2021 that I will continue to bring forward into the next year.
So as our three podcast guests, Rachel, Jason, and Antoine, you've obviously been with us the longest as quote unquote old man imagine, but Jason and Rachel, you're new to us at least this year in 2021. For the three of you, do you have like a highlight, like an imagine highlight that you'd slip into a 2021 imagine time capsule?
I think just lots of fun, silly conversations between the staff. I really enjoyed a couple times of writing Mad Libs for you all and just like seeing how crazy and creative and fun that got. But also whenever we just get together for somebody's birthday or because we haven't seen each other in a little while, it seems like there's a lot of good merriment. So I would put that on the list.
I think Imagine MKE is helping me think about unlearning and listening and being and I don't know, I can't experiment on myself and have the last 6 months without you, but I know that y'all were incredibly important in that sort of shift in my thinking and how we think about learning and unlearning and things like that. So I'm going to give you all the credit. So I put that on the list.
We'll take that. And old man, imagine. What's in your 2021 time capsule? Imagine time capsule.
Oh man, this whole summer, I don't know if I can, this summer was really cool. Just being able to complete projects and see the effects that they've had thus far and the energy that they're permeating. I feel like, it's definitely something that I would love to save in a time capsule, because it was definitely a cool summer. I think about Moody Park and like Metcalf Park painted, and some of the other events that happened this summer. So yeah, put all those maybe on a video in a time capsule.
Wow, it just sort of struck me that we hadn't had him on the pod before, and so that was such a neat treat. I didn't realize how neat it was until we actually did it. So it was lovely to hear from them, and it's always
that's right. Some of our new folks, yeah, Rachel and Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And so I guess it's our turn to mention what are we taking with us and what are we leaving behind.
The last folks, the last three answering the last question of our podcast year. Imagine Auld Lang Syne playing lightly in the background.
you could lay that down. But
probably, I guess it is.
Is it public domain?
Public domain now.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll record it on piano.
There it is. Bobby Drake.
How about, David, what's your answer to this? What are you leaving behind carrying forward?
God, what am I leaving behind? I guess what I'm leaving behind, maybe this is a little bit more ephemeral than what everybody else has said, but I think what I'm leaving behind is, I think the fear that people don't understand what Imagine's doing. I think with the last few months in the calendar year, I think we've done a number of different projects and convenings that I think really talk about the value of our organization, what we give back, right? Or what we're, the impact that we're giving to the organizations within our sector. And then also with this advocacy campaign that's happening right now, I think I'm leaving behind the idea that people don't know what we're doing. And I'm just going to lean into the idea that we are the organization, the service and advocacy organization for our sector, for Milwaukee's arts and culture sector, into 2022. And that's the thing that we're really going to be, that I'm personally going to be really leaning into, is that we have incredible value for our sector, and that we are going to make a real measurable progress towards not only the goals of our shared agenda, but also the goals of making Milwaukee a more thriving and vibrant city powered by arts and culture. What about you, Lindsay?
Well, you covered the whole Imagine answer.
Well, this is what happens when you ask me first.
Right? I know. Should have known. I think I'm leaving behind. I think 2020 felt very fragmented. There was a lot of like before and after, right? Like before vaccination, after vaccination, before my old role and my new role at work, before, like there were chunks of things that happened that it felt like, it's like, all right, we just got to get through this next block, like personally, at work, et cetera. And so I want to take into 2022 more of a sense of forward momentum that feels like gradual and building upon each other, rather than just feeling like, okay, we're getting through this phase of the pandemic. We're getting through this phase where I'm going to be super focused on one thing for a month at work. Like we're, you know, there is a lot of that. And I want to continue to build upon feeling settled into Milwaukee, feeling connected back to being out in the world, and being able to be leaning into my extrovert tendencies to be out among people, and just kind of continuing that like life transition from the bubble that we all lived in for a year, but then it felt like still rolling after that. You know, COVID willing, I guess, but yeah. How about you, Mac?
I came across a term on my feed called pandemic flux syndrome, which was a term coined by Dr. Amy Cuddy, who's a social psychologist. It's defined as a non-clinical way of describing our conflicted feelings as we grapple with the shifts throughout the pandemic. And I think why that resonates with me is that there were times where I would just feel that. And I'm not saying I'm going to leave that behind, but I think what that's attached to is this real strong sense of attachment to things. Right. And if I'm getting it right, right, it's like the reason why I might be feeling suffering is because there's a sense of loss. Right. And it's not just losing something, but it's the attachment to the loss. Right. So I think what I'm hoping to leave behind is, I'm not trying to leave pandemic flux syndrome, but just notice when those things are happening is just to allow it to happen in front of me and not have a sense of shame about it or a sense of, you know, just non-positive reaction to it. Just notice that, oh, that's happening, right? Or you know, something that I assume to be true is not as true as I'd hoped. Okay, all right. okay then. I hope I can bring that with me into this because I don't think it's just pandemic, right? I think there's all these changes we're all dealing with collectively, not just in our society, in my own lives, you know, and dealing with life changes and things like that. So it's not a, I'm hoping I'm not saying this as a, I'm going to shut myself up and be numb. That's not the hope of it, but rather to be gentle and to allow a chance to notice that I am really attached to something and just be pay attention. Is that something I want to be attached to? Because maybe I do want to be attached to it and that's okay. For example, like I'm attached to having high standards for people. Like I want people to be great, you know, as opposed to, oh, they just let you down again, right? So that's okay to be, you know, when you're let down, be let down, right? Because I had hopes for people, expectations, but also be gentle. So I think when I hear that question, that's what's come up for me. And I hope to leave behind the tough stuff about that and bring with me the grace and gentleness into 2022. Because I think we're all still trying to figure it out. And I don't think we'll ever get there, capital T. It's just going to be continuing to unfold. I also have to really appreciate that's the kind of neat thing of having two daughters who are in their teens is I think they are unfolding. They are kind of getting it, right? Because they don't have any other point of reference. And they handle it really well, even though there are times that they're I don't think they're handling it well. That's just identity and becoming an adult stuff that happens all the time. But I think in terms of societal stuff, when I see how graceful my youngest daughter is with accepting people's identities, particularly around and gender, you know, and it's just so natural for her to do that where I know I struggle with that at times. I just sort of appreciate going, wow, she was just born into a better world for that. God bless her, you know, for doing it, you know, and modeling it. And having the grace for myself to catch up to her, or at least if I can't catch up, at least get out of the way so I'm not blocking the change that needs to happen. So that's what I'm thinking about.
Well, listeners, we hope that you grow into the last few days of the year in a similarly introspective and hopefully a little bit relaxed mode. We are looking forward to taking a few days off ourselves and coming into the new year renewed and grateful for a little bit of a breather. You know who else we're grateful for?
Who?
Oh, our listeners, of course. That's right. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or email us directly at pod@imaginemke.org.
Imagine This Podcast is a team effort produced, edited, and hosted by myself, MacArthur Antigua, David Lee, and Lindsay Sheridan, and as the flagship of the Imagine MKE Podcast Network. Our podcast team was produced by Maximum Bobby Digital, aka Bobby Drake. Make sure you also listen to and subscribe, as well as check out back episodes of Black Imagination and Arts Forward MKE. All of which can be found at imaginemke.org/podcasts.
To catch all the latest from Imagine MKE, hit us up at Twitter and Instagram at @imagine_MKE or Facebook at imaginemke. Or you can head over to imaginemke.org and sign up for The Amplifier, a bi-weekly newsletter in your email box. We're going to take a few weeks off in January, but we'll be back on January 25th. Until then, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.